Hallelujah. Praise God. All right. This morning I'll be talking on salvation. But before that, let's lift up our voice. Let's begin to appreciate the name of the Lord. Let's worship the name of the Lord. Give him all the glory. Give him all the honor. Give him all the adoration, because he alone is worthy of our praise. He alone is worthy of our thanks. Jesus, we worship you. Jesus, we exalt your holy name. Lift up your voice and just worship God wherever you are. Let the sound of my voice exalt his holy name. Jesus, we exalt you. Shabam redo zubete bele dikata barata bata badona. Eru de bete bete barata gata gata balikem redoza. Wherever you are, can you just pray in the Holy Ghost for some few minutes? Pray in the Holy Ghost for some few minutes. Emredo jaditi bele diana. Emredo zubete bele de barati kete kedena. Jesus, we exalt you. Jesus, we magnify your holy name. Amredo velikatana, amredo zute te velikata parati koto koto kotoa, erute te pele kamredo jovebana. Jesus, we exalt you. For in Jesus' mighty name, we are still praying. Hallelujah. All right, salvation. Open your Bibles with me to John 3:17. It says, "For God sent not his Son into the world the world, but that the world through him might be saved." Praise God. Also to John 20 verse 21. "My Father has sent me, even so sent are you." Also open your scriptures to John 4:34. Alright, so it says, "My meat is to do the will of him that sent me. Open to Daniel 12:3. We're considering four scriptures this morning. Daniel 12:3 says, "And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever." So salvation, soul winning is an individual or personal responsibility. Every believer is under mandate to win souls. It's an individual and personal responsibility. So every individual is under mandate to win souls to God. Soul winning or evangelism is not a matter of personal choice, but of divine command. It's a go into the world, preach the gospel, and anoint them in the Holy Ghost, baptize them, and then let them also train them, follow them up, and let them also go out there and win souls. As in, you catch fish and you also teach them how to catch people, how to catch and win souls to Christ. We are not to preach the gospel at the people, but to the people. You need to go to them either personally or in mass, evangelize, tell them about Jesus Christ, and then here's a reward for you in heaven. Daniel 12:3, "See, they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever." So open your scripture with me to John 20:21. I think we've read it earlier. It says, "As my Father has sent me, even so sent I you." That is Jesus communicating to us there that as God has sent him, he is also sending us toward to go into the world and win souls and preach the gospel. So what does that mean? "As my Father has sent me, even so send I you." He's sending us under the similar mandate, under the mandate that God has given him to preach and win souls. He's also sending us in the same manner. I would like you to open your scripture with me to Acts 10. Acts 10 from verse 38. He's sending us in the same manner. Acts 10:38. If you are there, shout hallelujah. Acts 10:38. It says, okay, it says, "How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with the power and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So he is sending us in the same manner God has sent him towards to go win souls. To go and what? Win souls. Because as God anointed him, he has anointed you. As God anointed Jesus with power and the Holy Ghost, God has also anointed you with power and the Holy Ghost. And as God, as he went about doing good, he also wants you to go about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So he's also sending us, number three, for the same mission. He's also sending us for the same mission. In a broad sense, the mission of Jesus was in threefold. Number one, he came to reveal God. John 14:9. He that has seen me has seen the Father. John 14:9. And also he came also to seek and to save that which was lost. Luke 19:10. And 1 Timothy 1:15. He also came towards to redeem men. He came to redeem men. Let's open our scripture to that. Luke 19:10. Made us understand that what? For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. So he came to redeem men. He came to rear the church. He came to rear the church. Matthew 16:18. Matthew 16:18. He came to rear the church. He says, and I say unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail. We are not only to win men to Christ. We are to win them, baptize them, just like I said earlier. Teach them how to win others and get them baptized. Matthew 28:19-20. In so doing, we start a chain reaction. And eventually the world can be reached. The world can come into the understanding of Zoe. The world can know Christ. Praise God. So, brethren, what happened to the gospel when it came to you? Have you told anyone else about it? Have you won anyone to Christ? Praise God. Have you told anyone about Jesus? You've been born again. You were led to Christ. But have you led others to Christ? So they can enjoy that which you have been enjoying since the day you said yes to Jesus. Or you've been keeping it to yourself. Lord of Jesus. Hallelujah. So as I was saying, number four. I said number one is sending us under similar mandate. Number two, in the same manner. Number three, for the same mission. Number four, with the same message. Is sending you with what? With the same message. As my Father sent me into the world with a message, so send I you into the world with the same message. That scripture can be interpreted as that. The message is simple, it never changes. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but what? But have everlasting life. John 3:16. So I intend to preach it, and you should intend to preach it. It's a very simple message. Hallelujah. When Jesus preached a message, it was always simple. If you study your scripture well and you find out areas where Jesus preached the gospel, it was always simple. No one had to carry, you know, dictionary when they want to hear Jesus preach. Praise God. So the gospel should be what? It should be preached with what? Simplicity and with what? Hallelujah. Praise God. So number five is sending us by the same motive. By the same motive. He said, though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profited me not. In 1 Corinthians 13:3. So Jesus is sending us to preach the word. He's sending us by the same motive. He was motivated by love. you also should be motivated. What by love? Matthew 9:36, when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. So you are going to pray this prayer this morning. You say, Lord Jesus, let me feel as much like you feel as I possibly can and still stay alive to preach. Can you lift up your voice and just pray that prayer this morning? Lord Jesus, let me feel as much like you feel as I possibly can and still stay alive to preach. Can you lift up your voice and pray? Jesus, let me feel as much like you, Lord, as I possibly can and still stay alive to preach. In Jesus' mighty name, we are still praying. So as I was saying, he was also motivated by love in the text I read above, 1 Corinthians 13:3. Say, bestowed all my goods to the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have no charity, it profited me what nothing. So he was motivated by love, he was motivated by joy. Jesus, the anchor and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him. Praise God. Hebrews 12:2. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, he was thinking about the joy that was set before him. When they plucked his beard, he was thinking about what? He was thinking about the joy that was set before him. When they scourged him and stripped him naked, he was still thinking about the joy that was set before him. That joy was the joy of sinners coming to him, the joy of sinners being saved, because scripture says everyone rejoices over one soul, one sinner that God saved. Have you preached the word of God to somebody? What has happened to the gospel when it came to you? Someone out there is waiting to hear the gospel from your mouth. Someone out there is waiting to be saved, hearing the gospel from your mouth. Well, what are you doing with the gospel? What has happened to the gospel when it came to you? Have you told anyone else about it? I encourage us, brethren, let's go out there and preach the gospel to all people. Tell them about Jesus. Tell them about the compelling power. Tell them about the Son of God. Bring them, win souls for Christ. Win souls for Christ. So on the last day, you will watch. So on the last day, your stars shines forever. And there is a crown for soul winning. The crown of soul winning. Praise God. So I encourage us, let's move out there and tell people about Jesus. The Lord bless us. Let's rise up and let us pray. You're going to lift up your voice and say, Lord, empower my utterance. Empower my utterance, that as I preach the word to people, your word finds expression in their life. Can you lift up your voice and begin to pray? Lord, empower my utterance. Empower my utterance. Give me the boldness and strength to preach the gospel. Scripture says in 1 Timothy 1:7, it says, I have not given you the spirit of fear, but of sound mind. That what? That of sound mind and of power. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Lord Jesus, empower my utterance, that as I preach your word to people out there, it finds expression in their life. Can you lift up your voice and pray? Lord, help me. Give unto me the spirit of boldness. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear. He has not given you the spirit of fear, but of God and of love and of sound mind. Lift up your voice and pray. The Lord, empower my utterance. Help me to preach the word in season, out of season, in the name of Jesus. 2 Timothy 4:2 says, preach the word, be instant in season and out of season. Reproof, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. Hebrews 4:12 says, the word of God is sharper, powerful than any two-edged sword. Can you lift up your voice and pray? The Lord, help me. Help me to preach the gospel. Help me to preach the gospel and empower my utterance, O God.